This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. All of the sniping between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama has made headlines since the start of their campaigns for the Democratic presidential nomination. But in the run-up to Tuesday's primaries in North Carolina and Indiana, the two senators may be striking a more conciliatory tone. From North Carolina, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The Jefferson Jackson Day dinner was held at the state fairgrounds in an arena usually used to judge livestock. Last night, it was the two presidential hopefuls who were on display, seeking the crowd's approval. And despite what's been an often combative campaign, last night's speeches were anything but caustic. In fact, both Clinton and Obama, as if reading from the same script, went out of their way to praise one another.
If Senator Obama is the nominee, you better believe I'll work my heart out for him. And if I'm the nominee, I know Senator Obama will do the very same for me.
If Hillary Clinton were the nominee, I would support her in a heartbeat. And if I know that if I am the nominee, that she will support me, because although we are campaigning vigorously, one thing that I can say is that our differences pale in comparison to our differences with the other party.
Indeed, when Clinton and Obama talked policy, they hit on most of the same themes. Both spoke against trade policies that they said are taking jobs from North Carolinians. Both reiterated their support for middle-class tax cuts, and both expressed outrage at the housing conditions at nearby Fort Bragg, where a soldier's father recently taped a YouTube video showing mold, leaky pipes, and other problems in the barracks. One of the few points of disagreement between the candidates came when Clinton repeated her call for a temporary rollback of the federal gas tax. She proposed replacing the tax motorists pay at the pump with higher taxes on oil company profits.
That is simply the right thing to do. If the choice is between making you pay the gas tax this summer and making the big oil companies pay out of their record profits, to me, the choice is clear.
Obama used some of his strongest rhetoric of the night to dismiss the gas tax holiday as, in his words, a gimmick, noting that Republican John McCain also has endorsed the idea. Obama derided it as a plan that would save motorists just 30 cents a day for 3 months.
When we're offering the same thing that John McCain's offering on the cheap, that means we're not presenting a truthful response to the challenges that we face in America. We can do better than that this time.
The vast majority of people at the dinner already had decided on a candidate before they heard the speeches. Obama seemed to be the favorite of most, in keeping with statewide polls. But one person who said he still has an open mind is Bob Etheridge, a North Carolina congressman, and one of nine superdelegates in the state who remain uncommitted. Even after hearing the candidates, Etheridge said he's keeping his options open.
I think you want to know how your state does. You want to know how the people that you represent do. And you also want to look at, you know, what happens in America and what direction we're headed in. Those are the kinds of things I'll be looking at.
I imagine you're getting a lot of phone calls from the two campaigns.
I have a lot of love these days.
In his largely rural district, Etheridge says he senses the race tightening, something that's also been borne out in the polls. Still, even Clinton's most prominent supporter in North Carolina, Governor Mike Easley, says it's a long shot for her to win, in a state where Obama has held the lead continually since February. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.